The media has widely and repeatedly reported Trump's words out of context in ways that disfigure what he actually said. Now, it's difficult to tell whether these are honest mistakes or deliberate lies, but they did this by cutting out words that he said in close proximity to one another, sometimes within seconds. Here's 9 prime examples. 1. The media widely reported that Trump called immigrants animals. In reality, Trump used the word animals to describe murderous illegal aliens like MS-13 gang members, not immigrants in general. 2. The media widely reported that Trump threatened a bloodbath if he loses the election. In reality, Trump used the term bloodbath to describe what 4 more years of Biden's policies would do to the United States, particularly to the auto industry. 3. The media widely reported that Trump praised white supremacists as very fine people. In reality, Trump called them very bad people, stated that he condemned them, and said that the very fine people were those who showed up to innocently protest. 4. The media widely reported that Trump said he would use the FBI and DOJ to go after his political opponents. In reality, Trump said that Biden sicked the FBI and DOJ on his political opponents, and this could happen in reverse, but the people aren't going to stand for it. 5. The media widely reported that Trump told governors to dominate protesters during the 2020 George Floyd riots. And for good measure, CNN's Anderson Cooper took it another step further by saying that Trump seems to think that dominating black people, dominating peaceful protesters, is law and order. In reality, Trump said that he is an ally of all peaceful protesters, and that governors have a duty to protect innocent people from professional anarchists, violent mobs, arsonists, looters. 6. The media widely reported that Trump encouraged the Capitol Hill riot by urging his supporters to fight like hell. In reality, Trump told his supporters to march over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. 7. The media widely reported that Trump vowed to be a dictator on day one. In fact, Trump said that he is not going to be a dictator except for day one to close the border and drill, drill, drill. The interviewer replied, "That sounds to me like you're going back to the policies when you were president." And Trump said, "That's exactly right." 8. The media widely reported that Trump called for Russia to hack Hillary Clinton's emails. In reality, Trump repeatedly stated that China, Russia, or an independent hacker has probably already hacked Clinton's illegal email server. And if they did, they should release the 33,000 emails that Clinton destroyed after she received a subpoena for them. 9. The media widely reported that Trump told Republicans to vote against the border security bill because he didn't want the crisis fixed while Biden was president. In reality, the bill was loaded with loopholes that permit and reward illegal immigration. And Trump wrote that he opposes the bill because it, quote, only gives shutdown authority after 5,000 encounters a day when we already have the right to close the border now, which must be done. So, when media outlets report on what Trump says, ask yourself, what did he say that they didn't report?